Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Penn's Blog Post Radio. I am your host, Jeff Lohman, with my co-host,
Daniel Levin.
And we're going to talk about some Pittsburgh Penguins preseason stuff, and we got a couple of other things coming your way tonight. But I think the first thing we need to talk about, Dan, is the preseason thus far. The Penguins are 2-2, 11 goals for, 13 goals against, a 3.25 goals against average, 2.75 goals for per game. What's your take so far?
Well, a lot of people are going to say, Dan, relax. It's only preseason. However, ladies and gents, on this very dreary evening here in Virginia, I need to give you guys a wake-up call, and that is the defense has been practically non-existent. Most of the scoring has come from one line, aside from what's happened with Bennett, which has been good so far. It really seems like we're stuck in a causality loop again, that only one line will be scoring, and the Penguins cannot go into the regular season with just one line producing. Because if one line only produces defense next to nothing, whoever's in net, whether it be Flower, whether it be Zatkoff, or Murray, guess what? It's not going to look good.
Well, conversely, you know, Dan, if you look at Phil Kessel, he has 3 goals and 1 assist in 2 games for 4 points, and Crosby has 2 goals, 2 assists for 4 points. And those two guys have really, really played well together, as it seems. But one of the questions or one of the concerns that I think that maybe a lot of people aren't talking about is this team literally, I mean figuratively, and the point quite obviously, one injury could kill this team. And they could be absolutely done in a heartbeat. And I've always said that additions don't equal subtractions. And what I mean by that is you lose Paul Martin to free agency and Christian Ehrhoff, and you don't add anybody to supplement losing that talent. What are some of your concerns going towards this season?
My concerns is what Jeff said, pointed out. One injury and the season is basically done. Another concern is, yeah, we got Kessel, but Plotkinoff, although he has given us some signs of grit, has only had 1 point so far. And I don't want to, and yes, there's a difference between the KHL and the NHL. It is something that I've pointed out time and again, that the NHL is a different caliber than the OHL, the KHL, the ECHL, the AHL, etc. But still, you have to have all lines producing. You have to have a defense that's willing to protect the net. And if it keeps going on like for an entire year, this could end up being the same results that we have seen for several years. High power scoring, but if the scoring's not there, you're going to get blown out the building.
No, that's a really good point. And I think that especially when you look at somebody like Phil Kessel, who has been really productive in the preseason thus far, whereas someone like Evgeny Malkin hasn't been. And I think at the end of the day, I think the big problem with this team is you have a lot of high-tempo offense that can hurt you in a million ways from Sunday. But what you don't have is a defense that I think is stable enough. And one of the things I've always said is that, you know, I mentioned it at the top of the show, additions don't equal subtractions. When you lose somebody like Paul Martin, who's a 1-2 defenseman, and you don't replace him, and instead you bring in an aging Sergei Gonchar, whereas I think that Gonchar was brought in for two specific reasons. One is probably nostalgic, and the other is probably to appease Malkin to some extent. I don't think Gonchar is the answer, but we have a better offense. But what's really going to be indicative of how good this team can be is all four lines got to score. If we have a situation where the Penguins, like Chris Kunitz, Pascal Dupuis, And let's say Nick Bonino's on that line. If they're not scoring, then we're essentially exactly what you said, in the same position that we were last year. We have a very boggy defense, and they need to be better. And while I will say that this is preseason, what we're watching is how the team is forming. And I wouldn't say necessarily that I'm not impressed, but I'm not exactly big-time impressed either. And that sort of just comes to a third question is, should we have minimal expectations? Is this a formula for succession or for disaster?
It's more regression and definitely not success. Think about it for a minute, ladies and gentlemen. For the last several seasons, even during Bielsma, and I know this is going to be hard for some to swallow, we had basically the same type of attitude. High power offense, run and gun type game, but defense nil to none. Please remember where that left Flurry when we went to the conference finals, you know, against Boston. Flurry got benched in the playoffs early, and a part of the problem was the fact that the offense translated okay, but the defense wasn't there to back up Flurry, and Flurry ended up looking like a stuck pig. I'm going to say this one more time, and I've said this time and again. With this type of team, Lundqvist, who a lot of people know I admire, would not be able to make it in Pittsburgh with this type of system. Jonathan Quick, who has been a part of two cup-winning teams already, he wouldn't be able to make it. Corey Crawford, same situation. He wouldn't be able to make it. You name the goaltender, they wouldn't be able to make it here. And it just spells more of the same. And that nice little streak of seasons of playoff consecutive appearances may be coming to an end.
Those are really good points. And I think, you know, before anybody jumps out and says we're being gloomy Gusses and stuff like that, because that's sort of what people think. I think that people think we do. Granted, it's the preseason. This team is at 500 right now. I don't look at a preseason win as being something great. I don't look at a loss as being something incredibly tragic. However, what I tend to do is I tend to look at how the stars are playing. And I think that the fact that Crosby's up to his usual point per game plus and Kessel's on his point per game plus, I think that's great. But it's for this team to be good this season, the scoring has to be on first line, second line, third line, and fourth line. Now, them losing today, for instance, isn't the biggest issue in the world to me. But at the end of the day, I think what's important to take out of a loss is how can we get better? And one of the things that you'll see up and down this roster, especially if you look at the stats from the preseason, there's only one or two defensemen that are in the plus category, and it's Ian Cole. And I thought, you know, I thought last year, tail end of the year, Ian Cole was a good sign. I'm glad they brought him back. But I just am not buying, and this is kind of jumping around a little bit, but I'm not really buying Sergei Gonchar on this team. And the reason why I'm not buying him on this team has nothing to do with age. It has to do with culpability. And I think at this point, whereas he could be a helpful quarterback on the power play, I also think if you gave that role to, you know, I don't know, Letang, Mata, Pouliot, or even Cole, I think you would have almost the same system. I just don't buy him making this team, especially when we have seven players on this, you know, defensive core right now, or eight or nine, depending on how it works out. What do you think, Dan? What do you think of Sergei Gonchar?
I love Sarge. I really do, Gon. You know, Gonchar, I'm all for having him as a defensive coach. Say he doesn't make the team. Let's say he doesn't make the final roster for the season. I would not mind having him on the coaching staff to help guide this young defense up and coach him up. But I really think this has something to do with nostalgia. And living proof of that is the fact that in the offseason, Kunitz is still here. Dupuy is still here. Martin actually was basically sent out on his own and took less money out on the West Coast. And by bringing in Gonchar, even though it's just a tryout for right now, a tryout for camp type contract, if he were to join the team, it would set back the age issue again. Oh, and they didn't re-sign Adams, thankfully, but still, you have to get younger. And as much as we love Serge Gonchar, Gonch is in his 40s, and he's not going to be like a Jager in his 40s, who last season put up 50 points. And I'm not expecting Gonchar to do that. But I also know that, you know, after a while, you got to lose the nostalgia. And as much as we wish we could have 2009 all over again, it is time to move forward.
I think so. And look, I'm not against Gonchar being on the team. But I think if you're going to look at, like, for example, if you look at this roster, you've got Letang, Mata, Pouliot, Dumoulin, Erickson, Gonchar, et cetera, et cetera. You've got 8 or 9 guys there. And I think that Dumoulin probably needs to play in the AHL, but I think due to his contract, I don't know right offhand if it's a one-way deal or a two-way deal, but if it's a one-way deal and they'd have to put him on waivers, and that's not going to benefit the Penguins in the long run. So I think, you know, if Gonchar could slide into a 6-7 role, I think that would be great, but I think that would also mean that the Penguins would finally have to budge on Scuderi. And then that's what's going to make the end of camp very, very, very interesting. And I think when I also said don't have huge expectations of this team, I think everybody that's a Penguins fan can appreciate that Phil Kessel is here, and we're going to have to see how it plays out, but so far, so good. The one thing you really are going to have to pay attention to is what Kunitz, Dupuis, Bonino, Fair when he comes back. If we have 3 lines that can damage a lot of teams in the league, that's a positive hands down. But on the back end of that, we have sort of a defensive issue, and they've got to be able to figure out whether they're going to be a fast-moving defensive team or if they're going to play shutdown hockey. And thus far, in 4 games, they have not been able to play shutdown hockey. However, there is one little good note I want to say, which is going to shock a lot of people. I think Bo Bennett's been pretty good. What do you think, Dan?
Bo Bennett has done really well so far. I'm actually proud of the lad, to be honest. A lot of people know that I've been a critic of Bo Bennett, but a bulk of the reason why I've been a critic of Bo Bennett is that when you're touted as a part of the future of a franchise and you're going to build your franchise around a certain core of people, you want them to produce. And I admit, the guy has been injured for the last couple of years, off and on. I get that. But it's really good to see Bennett producing right now. And I honestly do hope that he keeps up the good work. Way to go, Bo.
And the final part, because this is a short show tonight, and I'm sorry because we've been interrupted by some texting going on, so sorry about that. But the final segment, I just wanted to talk, and even if we cut it short, it's fine, but I wanted to talk about the new website. We've been talking about this for months and months and months now, and there have been some delays for personal family reasons and stuff like that. But we are going to launch hopefully on October 8th, and there's a whole bunch of things that you guys are going to get out of this. It's going to be $3 a month if you pay for a full year, which totals $36, or it's going to be $350 per month, month to month. And I know what you're saying. Okay, what am I going to pay money for? Where is this all going? We have a bunch of things planned, and I'm going to let Dan explain some of the things that we're going to do because I know he's very excited about it as much as you guys will be.
Okay. First up, we're going to do jersey giveaways like we did last year. But even better than that, when it comes to giveaways, we know that it's quite difficult to get good seats to a good home game. You know, I sat down actually on my laptop yesterday and did some research, and the average price per city for a good hockey team, well into $200 to $300. And we know what it's like if you want to take someone with you at, say, $275 for a decent seat. That's $550 for 2 people. Well, if enough people subscribe on a yearly basis, we're going to front you two tickets to go to a Penguins game. Or let's say you want to see, let's say we're giving away tickets to February 2nd, Groundhog Day. Ottawa comes to the console. That's going to be a pretty good game. We could, if a whole bunch of people sign up, we'll be able to give away tickets to that game. And you'd be able to take someone with you. We'll have tickets either on call, or if enough people sign up, we'll bring them to you personally and we'll join you for the game. We also have a really good team of writers that I stand by and that I work with. And we're going to be having the same type of articles that you've gotten used to, with depth, really good coverage, the whole nine yards. We're going to have a roster area where it can take you to their current stats and then to a different link to their career stats dating back to their juniors. So that's something that you're not going to get anywhere else, folks. Please tell me if you can find a website that for $3 a month, $36 a year, that's willing to give away tickets to a game, that's going to have radio shows, that's going to have in-depth articles, that's going to give away jerseys, that's going to literally go the extra mile and do all of this. A lot of pages don't. A lot of websites to give away this stuff, it's $9-$15 a month at least. And the best thing of all is that it's going to be a secure site. And another good thing about it is we're going to have Google Hangouts. There are going to be nights when we're not going to be on the Facebook page doing game chats. We're going to be on the website doing it via Google Hangouts, where you're going to have your own little password, and you can jump into the fray and discuss, along with your fellow subscribers, what's going on during the game. We're also going to have nights when we'll have call-in shows, when we'll take a whole bunch of callers, and then also when we'll have you know, a person of your choosing, of our, whoever wants to join as a co-host, give them a call, get them in, and do a co-host thing. Say we tap you to be our co-host. You want to promote a product that you're trying to sell. Have at it. You can do it on the air with us. No problem. It goes back to the mentality that I and Jeff and myself have had about this whole experience. You are us, we are you. Without you, we're nothing. Point blank, we're nothing without you guys. We've always said that we consider the people that read the stuff off Blogger, read the stuff off Google Plus, the people on our Facebook page, the people on the radio page, etc. We're just our close-knit friends that love hockey. Well, now it's time to take it up to the next level. It's really going to be exciting, and we hope to see you folks on the 8th. Jeff, any thoughts?
Yeah, it's all-inclusive. It's going to be a really fun thing. It's all-inclusive site. We're going to give away some really cool swag, totally integrated personal experience. We're going to cover things like the draft in depth for absolutely free. That's not going to cost anybody anything. However, the unique thing about the radio show is that we're going to do probably, and this is just in the early stages, but I believe we're going to do close to 2 or 3 shows a week, 2-hour shows, call-ins for an hour and a half. It's going to be all-inclusive. We'll also have SMS texting, which means if, for instance, somebody's hurt or somebody gets traded, you'll be the first to know. And the one thing I want to say about our stuff is that we have a tendency to get our stuff out way before a lot of other people do. And I stand by everything that we've ever done. And I think, you know, there are other rival web pages that offer nothing compared to what we offer. Most sites, like Dan was saying, you pay a higher fee, and what you're getting is 3 or 4 lines of information, and that's not what we want to do. If you're going to subscribe to what we do, we're going to give you the whole thing and more, and we're transparent too, and that's the difference. We've always been transparent about what we're doing, what we're trying to do, because let's face it, it's very, very expensive to do what we're about to do. Radio shows are not cheap. If you think they are, be my guest and go out and look at some of the prices. So all we're trying to simply do is we're not trying to get rich by any stretch of the imagination. This is more about offsetting the costs of what we want to do. And if you think that $36 a year is an awful lot of money, go look at NHL tickets. Look at those prices. It's over a $500 value. You're also going to get a $50 gift card to go get something to eat. So, you know, look, if you have any questions, you can reach Dan and I on our Facebook pages or on the Pennsblog page on Facebook. You can reach us on Twitter at Modena Avenue Flicks. There's just a lot of ways you can get a hold of us. And at the end of the day, we also have a money-back guarantee. If 3 days you're not satisfied with what you feel like you should be getting or what you are getting, we'll give you your money back. So it's just about, and this is where it truly separates the diehards from the wannabes. And the reason why I say that is there's a lot of pages out there that allow this bullying type of stuff to go on. And we don't allow that on our page. We never have. And if you want to come to a place where you can have an opinion and not get jumped on, this is going to be the place to do that. You know, and I think it's going to be a good season. We're looking forward to it. There's, you know, like I said, been delays because of what we're trying to get done family-wise and personal issues aside and all of that. But I don't think you can beat that price. Of course, I'd love to charge $10 a month. Who wouldn't want to do that? But with the way the economy is and with what we do, you know, it's not about charging people a ton of money. It's just about offsetting costs. Dan, you got any final words?
Yeah, I do. A lot of people are going to join in, and that would be a good thing. But you have to remember something in all of this. Jeff and I love this game. We really, really do. Our staff loves this game. Yeah, we're going to say things from time to time that'll get people talking. I have had my share of people read my stuff off the old site, and they've tried to say so many things about what I've said and try to twist it around. Or in my Tortorella impersonation, see, you're trying to box me into questions. You know, but it's fun. And if you thought that the fun was just going to end, no, we're just taking it to a new level. And we really hope we'll see you guys in a couple of weeks. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it, to say the least. And I think the best selling point of all would be this. Have you ever wanted a website that gives back, that doesn't have a merchandise area, and expects that to be giving back to you? Wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't it be cool to have a pair of tickets? And I'm not talking nosebleed. I'm talking right in the thick of things. For a decent game, we're not talking, oh, we're going to give away tickets for you to go see the Arizona Coyotes. No, sir. No, ma'am. We're talking good games that you can enjoy yourself in. You know, we're talking about games that we're talking about fun that some people loved and would love to do, but it's out of reach. And I get the economy. Ask Jeff. I wake up to the news. I go to bed watching the news sometimes. I know that the economy isn't that good. I know that the dollar's not doing well. I know what true unemployment is, et cetera. I know what's going on. But this is also about giving back to all of you as much as it is improving the quality of what we're going to offer on a daily basis. And that, at the end of the day, is just as important because of the fact that we want to give back where other sites basically are like, yeah, we'll give back. Look, come buy some stuff. That's not giving back. That's just, you know, capitalism at its best, in my view. But what we're doing is we're kind of giving back and saying thank you.
I think that's the best thing we can do. And I hope people come check out the site. Give us a chance. If it's not for you, it's not for you. We got a lot of cool things planned. And I think, you know, Dan said it best, you know, we're not out to, by any stretch of the imagination, get anything other than more people to join and to have a good time and to talk about the team we love. And that's all we got for tonight. However, in the next couple of days, we will have some more shows. We will talk mainly specifically about the Penguins, but we just wanted to reach out tonight and just kind of keep everybody abreast of what's going on with us. So everybody have a great night, and as usual, keep your sticks down.
And stay classy.